We are back at the River West Public House with this edition of Lake Effect On Site. I am Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. And not to name drop or anything, but I am just back, still getting over the jet lag from a bike race I just attended. The Tour de France is into its third week. Cycling fans around the world say it is the most important bicycle race of the year.
But people here in River West might disagree. What do you say? Because this Friday, thousands of people will turn out to support the annual River West 24. It is an event that spans a full day, beginning 6 p.m. Friday and running through the neighborhood until 6 p.m. Saturday.
Our next guests are the co-organizers of the River West 24, Nicole Watson and Wendy Message. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you so much for taking time out of what must be a very busy
just a little
days.
Bit.
Just a touch? Nothing
just
much going
touch.
On?
My computer's open at the back table.
Okay, I'll get back. Just in case. Okay.
All right, well, in a nutshell, share the history of this race. What was the spark that set it in motion?
The spark that set it in motion was a couple of guys who went on a Baja motorcycle race in Mexico. And at 2 in the morning, the motorcycles would barrel through towns that had nothing else. It was hundreds of miles of desert and then a town that was just partying and waiting for these motorcycles to come through. And they came back and wanted to give it a better flair, more local flair. And that was the impetus of it. And it was a real... more like bike jockey kind of race that first year, but it quickly turned into
more of a party. It was more of a neighborhood. We're like, how can we get all the neighbors out? Let's have a block party. You live there, we'll do a block party there. Oh, you live there, we'll do a block party. All right, well, let's see if anyone wants to ride their bikes in between. And the bikes, they've sort of become secondary.
They're the spectacle that everything
right.
else is
they're
around.
The spectacle. It's not really like, oh, it's a bike race, the bikes. That's part of it, sure, of course, but it's more about meeting your neighbor, getting outside, being out for 24 hours, like running into everyone. Hey, that guy that lives on the corner I've never met before. Hey, it's nice to meet you. And it's more become, it's a big block party. Let's get everyone out.
How long did it take to become that, from that original, let's ride bikes around for 24 hours?
Year
I mean,
two?
I think it's, yeah, year two. I think the middle of the first one.
It is River West.
Yeah, and right. it only takes like 12 hours
yeah. right.
to get there.
I think the first year we had 75 riders, and by year three, we capped it at
800, I
800.
Think.
So it was pretty quick. And then we really, that first year, it's like, oh, there's only 75 people. It's really easy to contain. But once we had so many people, we're like, no, we need to rein this in. Let's bring it back and not have it just about the bikes. Let's get you to interact with everyone.
Give us a sense for what, I mean, you've got your laptop open in the back of the room right now. What, in the days leading up to the River West 24, what's the kind of stuff you're dealing with?
Well, I coordinate along with my friend Amelia around 700 volunteers for it. And so tying up all those loose ends and figuring out what the extra shifts are, which is the thing I think I'm the most proud of with the 24 is like how it's tapped into the core volunteerism and the DIY-ness of the neighborhood, how people just love to come out and they just want to help. They don't care what it is, if they're standing with a sign, if they're cooking breakfast for 8 hours, like everybody's work is equal, everybody's labor is equal, and I think that really stands out. What we really have to do the next few days is make a bunch of rider packets and build a bunch of stuff, but everybody's got their own thing.
Yeah, we all have our own bailiwick. There's probably 6 to 10 core organizers now, and we all have like our own areas. I used to do bonuses. I switched with another organizer, so now I manage to start finish. Like we all have our areas that we like take care of and make sure that our T's are crossed, our I's are dotted.
That your I's are crossed by the end of this.
Because <Yeah. laughs> you've been up more than one 24-hour, I would imagine.
Oh, our River West 24 starts, I don't know, Tuesday last week, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds about right. And it's next Tuesday.
Yeah. And I was going to say, how long does it, when do you start preparing for the next one? Pretty much right after?
We have a moratorium. So this may be new to a lot of people in the room, but we have a moratorium that I think we cut it off by...
It used to be
9
like,
p.m. Saturday night after the race, and we don't talk about it until the snow melts. Like, away messages are on the inbox. Like, I'm not going to answer your question. It's fine. You had a great time. Like, there's still snow on the ground. We'll see you next year.
And that doesn't mean we don't talk about it, but we let all the ideas just kind of propagate out there. And if people come to us with idea, we just, like... I always just try to get them to,
right.
What are you going to do? You want to throw a different block party? You want to see something different? You want to see an art happening or whatever? Whatever it is, like, start doing it. It'll happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, start doing it, work on it, and we'll see you in spring.
Yep.
You know, we've been talking about this a lot, but there are probably a lot of people listening who have no idea what it looks like or feels like or how it works. Can you kind of share... You know, besides the fact that it's a big block party and there are people riding bikes for 24 hours.
The basic logistics. Yeah. So I'm not quite sure what the mileage is this year because one of the main checkpoints changed.
Matt in the back might know our course ops. What was that?
4.5.
Oh.
4.5 miles.
So there's four checkpoints. There's an open course. The riders have to hit each one in order. And there's a manifest. They get punched. There's bonus checkpoints that open up every hour for 2 hours where they can do things like get a t-shirt out of a frozen block of ice or go canoeing or
carry a bucket of dirt or
everybody
two.
Misses the haircuts, right?
I know you all miss those haircuts. You were planning on them. You could carry buckets of dirt. You could, I checked at the previous year bonuses to make a running list, but...
Tell a joke at an impromptu comedy club.
You had to
club.
Bike all the way up to Koss headphones and tell a joke to Mr. Koss. And I think it might have been at about 4 a.m. We did a sunrise on top of the reservoir, which is the very large hill in the neighborhood. It used to be the reservoir. And we did a sunrise where everyone had to show up on time and be there and watch the sunrise. It might have been a little foggy that day.
Yeah.
And a little cold, but it's okay.
A little bit.
So how do you support it financially? I mean, do people, it's all volunteer, everything people donate?
There's a $24 fee per rider, but above and beyond that, we don't take any official sponsors. We don't, it's not about creating commerce in the neighborhood. As much as we love all of our local businesses, it's not a street festival where the only thing you can do is buy something. So we are, if people want to donate, I mean, there are definitely lots of businesses that drop off pizzas and trays of brownies and bring us things and help with prizes.
Cheer on crowds, but we're, all the money that we take in goes out during the race.
Well, this is as good a time as any to bring somebody on whose, many of whose bikes may be a part of this race. Nick Ginster is owner and co-founder of Fixation Bikes, a fast-growing bicycle manufacturer and store right here in River West, but with a footprint that has expanded well beyond. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And if you haven't had a chance to check out the cool bikes that are down here, Nick brought a couple of his Fixation Bikes
They're beautiful. Us
to look at and drool over.
So, Nick, I mean, talk about why River West is the ideal place for Fixation.
So we didn't get our start in River West, but we are proud to be in the River West neighborhood for the last 3 years, and we're glad to be growing our business here. So River West is an amazing community. I've lived in and around River West in the past. This is a community that rides because they enjoy it, because they use it for transportation. They think it's healthy. They think it's affordable. They really use cycling as part of their life. And, you know, for a company that's got to start because we are fixated on bicycles, that's part of the reason that we have our name. it's great to be in a community that kind of shares that passion.
And so was the River West 24 part of the reason you wanted to come here? You wanted to locate a store here?
It was like our bonus checkpoint. It was definitely a huge bonus for us being here. But we knew that the community itself embraces bicycles as a form of transportation. that's the reason the River West 24 is grown to the way it has. So for us to be on the route, there's no official route, but they all ride by, it's fantastic. And we've grown to, you know, host teams in our lot. This year, the four River West breweries are coming together to have a mini beer garden in our space. And it's just, you know, kind of like the organizer said, it's a community event, and we offer free repairs during the race. We're there to support people with mechanical problems. If they need a place to hang out, crash, we got a grill going. It's just great to be in the community for that.
So most of us, when we're young, we look forward to the point where we graduate to a grown-up bike that has gears. What's the appeal of fixed-gear bikes?
Well, yeah, certainly we got our start with single speeds and fixed gear bikes. A single speed, it's really a single speed bike. You can ride it as a fixed gear or as a traditional single speed. The simplicity of the bike itself is what draws a lot of people to them. They're very affordable. There's very low maintenance. You basically fill the tires with air, change your brake pads every couple of years, and you're good to go. And in a city like Milwaukee that's relatively flat, it's easy to get around, but that same sort of ease of use works very well in Chicago, Minneapolis, and a lot of other cities around the country. So, you know, we're very proud that we design our bicycles in Milwaukee. We design them right here in the River West neighborhood, and they're ridden all over the country and all over the world.
So if I was in the market for a bike, fit is one of those things that I think anyone who rides a bike with any seriousness would say it's hard, particularly if you're outside the normal bell curve. Absolutely. I'm 5 feet tall. One of our producers is 6 feet tall. We're on the opposite ends and trying to find, you know, bikes. So what's the most important thing when somebody comes into the shop and says, how the heck do I figure out what bike and how to make it fit me right? Where do you start?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. First thing, most important thing is to actually consider how you're going to use the bike. You know, if you're going to buy a bike and you think you're going to ride 50 miles, but you actually ride neighborhood to 10 miles, you don't want the bike that's good for 50 miles. So you have to first consider what you're going to do with it.
And be honest with yourself.
So we have to, you know, when somebody comes in and says, I need a bike, I like this, this one's cool, we have to actually peel back the layers and find out, is that the right bike for you? Because in the end, you're not going to be happy with it. And then to actually touch on fit, fit's very important. I mean, everybody has different anatomy, leg length, the torso. Seats are very important. Everyone has a different structure, so they have to have the right seat that actually fits them anatomically. So we spend a lot of time finding the right size bike, number one, and then actually fitting that bike to the rider.
Is there any bike that is really designed for someone to ride for 24 hours?
You make it work.
I second that.
Chamois is your friend?
Chamois butter, a good friend.
Yeah. Well, Nick Ginster is the owner and co-founder of Fixation Bikes. Nicole Watson and Wendy Message are two of the co-organizers of the River West 24. Thanks to you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.